Well, Dennis, a cattle on feed report and a cold storage report coming out this afternoon. As you give us the numbers and we look ahead, what can we see as well come Monday? But first, what are we seeing in those numbers? Well,
the numbers were kind of striking. Cattle on feed numbers, a bit negative, at least that's what we think. Cattle on feed as of March 1st, 99% of a year ago, because placements, Susan, were up 15%. So placements during February, 115%. Marketings were down 3% at 97%. So real active placements in all the direct trade areas responsible for bigger numbers as far as the cattle inventory goes.
With those numbers and what you're seeing, what can we expect the markets to do then come Monday?
Well, I think it's pretty clear if you look at a chart that we established a top in the market yesterday. It's a seasonal high, seasonal peak, and it should indicate that three things are going to occur. The cash market will top out from today's record high prices paid this week, and it'll probably initiate a peak in the wholesale beef complex from the record high price levels. And you'll see the futures then work down into some sort of a early summer low. And I think those are the three things you can count on now.
And for cold storage?
Well, the monthly cold storage, I can't really shake down any real surprises. It shows a bit more total pork stocks than 30 days ago, just by 20 million pounds. We're expecting to see these numbers build as the panic occurs in the pork trade. They're aggressively buying pork and, I believe, placing it into the freezer, anticipating a shortfall in production. So that all kind of got started in the end of February, so it's not really dramatic on this report. So I don't see anything really shocking here in the monthly cold storage numbers.